talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And by the way, on Friday, our lines were down. You tried to call in, our lines were down. Our lines are up now, 844-967-2789. You can call or text that number with your comments or questions. A lot to talk about after this weekend. I'm going to start an improbable place, the Texas House, the State House, the equivalent of our assembly, the lower house. There is a candidate running for the Texas House. He's a Republican named Justin Berry. He also has another distinguishing characteristic. He's one of 19 Austin, Texas police officers indicted over the use of excessive force during 2020 protests. And yet he gets up on his hind legs and he runs for the House. That's his credential. That's his credential. One of 19 Austin, Texas police officers indicted for use of excessive force during the 2020 protest. What's going on down there? This is not a one-off. Around the country, there are people running in many, many states, for Republican nominations, and they run the gamut. Some of them, they come right out and say that if they administer the elections, for instance, they're running for Secretary of State, they're running for various elections commissions, they're running for Attorney General, they're running for governor in some states, they would have made sure that Donald Trump won the last election, even though he lost it. Here you have an authoritarian, somebody who's indicted. An indictment means there was probable cause to believe he did it. Prosecutors do not casually indict anyone. Usually it's grand juries, of course, but there's an old saying that a grand jury will indict a ham sandwich. A prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. What does that mean? When the prosecutors go before a grand jury, it's not a, quote, fair hearing, end quote. The prosecutors can put in only their evidence. They don't have to put in exculpatory evidence. The defendant frequently doesn't even know this is going on. He's not permitted to appear. His lawyers are not permitted to appear. They're not notified. The grand jury hears one side of the story. Prosecutors know that if you give a grand jury one side of the story, they're going to indict someone. So prosecutors don't casually do this. Because when they get into court, then there's the full panoply of due process protections. The defendant has a lawyer, can put on its evidence, look at the prosecution files. Prosecutors do not casually indict people because they can indict virtually anyone. My entire legal career, seen many, many grand juries. There's only one grand jury in 40 years in Milwaukee that I remember that refused to indict somebody that was a corporation that the prosecutors wanted them to, only one. So when Justin Berry is indicted for excessive use of force during the 2020 protests, technically what that means is that the grand jury found probable cause to believe he'd done it. But in fact, what it means, prosecutors don't indict anyone if they don't think they can prove it beyond a reasonable doubt at trial. And yet this guy runs for the assembly. This guy runs for the assembly. There's an authoritarian streak sweeping through the Republican Party. It manifests itself in many different ways. One is as crude as this. I mean, you're going to have a guy in there, if he's elected, and then he goes to trial. He says, hey, the real jury here is the electorate, and they elected me. They elected me. This is going on. Now, the far deeper problem is the authoritarian nature of tampering with elections. Remember Stalin's dictum? Joseph Stalin killed more than 20 million people, one of the mass murderers of history. He once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And the Republican Party has taken that to heart. You look at the restrictions on voting down in Texas. You look on them at them in Georgia, throughout much of the South, throughout many of the states that had been subject to the Voting Rights Act and for pre-clearance of changes in their election laws until the U.S. Supreme Court, the Republican majority, just without constitutional basis, overrode an act of Congress. That was passed by the Congress, by both houses, House and Senate, the Voting Rights Act. It was signed by a president. The Supreme Court, there's nothing in the Constitution that the Supreme Court can overturn anything. But in Marbury v. Madison, very famous case 200 years ago, the Supreme Court said it had that authority and everybody consented to it. And when they exercised it in that case, all they did was say they would not decide something that Congress and the people wanted them to decide. So it was protective, it was defensive. And suddenly you go up through Franklin Roosevelt and the New Deal, and they're holding the New Deal unconstitutional. Child labor laws, minimum wage, all of this unconstitutional, right out of thin air, they're saying this stuff. Then they got scared when Roosevelt threatened to pack the court. He threatened to pack it. And then there's an old saying that says, the Supreme Court follows the election returns, and they knuckled under. But when they got rid of the Voting Rights Act, and basically said you don't have to pre-clear these changes, every one of these states immediately started to propose, and in many cases pass, legislation like you see now in Texas, you see now in Georgia, and you're seeing it not just in the South, you're seeing it in Iowa, you're seeing it in Wisconsin. If there were a Republican governor right now, our legislature, gerrymandered, illegitimate, is about to pass a whole raft of election legislation that will restrict your right to vote. Speaking of authoritarians, you have a sheriff in Racine in full uniform saying that his civilian superiors, the Wisconsin Election Commission, five of them of the six, should be put in prison, should be charged with felonies. And he exempts the six because the guy converted and he went pro-Trump and he was one of the fake electors. These are authoritarian statements by low-level law enforcement in uniform. It happens in Africa. It happens in Asia. It happens in jihadist countries. And we're not putting up with it here. Or are we putting up with it here? They're putting up with it in Texas. And so far, Robin Voss, supported the sheriff from Racine. Robin Voss represents the Mount Pleasant area, among others. You have civilian authority knuckling under to low-level uniformed authoritarians. Now, some of these people, can we be sure that none of these people are going to get elected this coming November? And I'm not just talking about Justin Berry in Texas, one of 19 Austin, Texas police officers indicted over the use of excessive force during 2020 protests running for the assembly. He may win. If he's a Republican nominee, he will win. If Attila the Hun or Genghis Khan were the nominee and Republican in Texas, they'd win. What does he do when he gets there? But it's not just he. What do people who remember Stalin's dictum, what matters is who counts the votes, and already telegraph in Arizona, candidate for Secretary of State, endorsed by Trump. That's just an example. This is all over the place. People like that in Pennsylvania, in Michigan. It's not just the South, Iowa, Wisconsin. Can you say that none of them will slip through? I can't say that. There are certain things we have zero tolerance of. You can't make one mistake. Commercial aviation is one of them. But in elections, elections are part art and part science. Ultimately, it's up to constituencies. Ultimately, it's up to voters. Ultimately, it's up to you. And it is a danger signal, a red flag. If a guy's under indictment, how much brains does it take to not vote for the guy? He's under indictment, for Pete's sake. Or a guy says, well, Trump won, and if I were in there, I would have made sure he won, and we're going to take the vote away from people in general and have it put in a gerrymandered legislature. Ron Johnson said that. Rebecca Clayfish has said that. Kevin Nicholson has said that. Rampton has said that. Boss has said that. Wake up. Wake up. This is sweeping the country. And at the low level, it seems like comic book authoritarianism, but in a very deep way, is pervasive authoritarianism in the Republican Party. We're going to a break. The lines are open. I'm told the lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.